News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Newly installed co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, is expressing optimism that Jamaica will meet its performance targets under the new arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for the October to December quarter. Mr. Duncan says as at the end of October, Jamaica's primary balance stood at $56.2 billion against a target of $37.8 billion. The primary balance is also ahead of the December review target of $54 billion. In addition, the EPOC co-chair says Jamaica is securely within the inflation range of 1 to 9%.
After reviewing the numbers, we are cautiously optimistic that with 2 months left in the review period, which is at the end of December 2016, that we should be on track to make our targets.
Mr. Duncan was speaking at an EPOC press briefing Tuesday. $250 million will be invested in the resuscitation of the country's cargo and passenger rail service. The project will be done in segments with funding from the government and several investors, including the United States company Herzog International. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the revitalization of the rail system has the potential to significantly transform the economic landscape along the rail corridor through several sectors, including tourism, freight, and land development.
It equally means that Miss May, who lives on 7th Road in Maypen, who wants to meet her son arriving at the airport at whatever hour, doesn't have to look for a $4,000 taxi to take her in at a specific time and wait for her or spend $10,000. She can catch the 7 o'clock train, catch the bus at Pitchon Street, go to the transport center, catch the bus to the airport, meet her son, travel back the same way, plan her route, and probably that'll be $500.
Phase one will see the development of the Montego Bay to Appleton leg, slated to get underway before December 2017. The government is exploring the option of having some convicted persons serve time outside of the prison system. The pilot would see certain categories of prisoners being tagged with an electronic bracelet, allowing them to live within their communities while being monitored. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says a pilot program is to come on stream in short order.
We have signed two agreements with two vendors to supply on a temporary basis a number of electronic bracelets. We're going to be using these to tag a number of our prisoners, our low-risk prisoners, and some prisoners who have less than 6 months on their sentences. It is as a means to reduce the prison population and to cut costs.
The program will also consider individuals who have restraining orders taken out against them, as well as persons on bail and those on parole. And the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, will be inspecting rice samples from supermarkets, supermarket storerooms, and warehouses across the island in short order, as plastic rice investigations continue. Industry and Commerce Minister Carl Samuda says samples found in breach of the national standard will be confiscated for testing.
Anywhere we find abuse, not only will we seize the goods in that supermarket, but I'm going to take advice from my legal team as to what other actions we can take, including closing that establishment, because nothing will endanger the safety of our Jamaican people.
Minister Samuda says wholesalers will be required to provide documented evidence of the source of the rice being sold. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Amira, come here please.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be spending Christmas with the Clark family again this year.
Oh, wow. Last year was so much fun. I can't wait.
Give the gift of family this holiday season. The Child Development Agency invites Jamaicans to provide a temporary home for one of the 4,700 children living in state care. Call 948-284122 or visit cda.gov.jm for details.